Fulton County Sheriff Richard Giardino shared the story of a 39-year-old Johnstown native named Joe, who last month lost his life to addiction after spending 6 months in rehab.
He got out of rehab in New York City, got out of a halfway house, got in a car to come back to Fulton County, to Johnstown, got up to Schenectady, 2 hours from rehab, got some heroin laced with fentanyl, went into a convenience store bathroom, shot up, and died with a needle in his arm on his way home from rehab. And I tell you that story, and you've heard it from a million parents probably and treatment people, but that just shows you how, when we say addicted, they are addicted.
The sheriff was just one speaker who appeared Wednesday before the state Senate's Heroin and Opioid Addiction Task Force at Fulton Montgomery Community College. He estimated that last year, Fulton County saw between 15 and 18 overdose deaths attributed to heroin and opioids, doubling the count from the previous year. Task Force Chair Senator George Amador said the testimony would help determine the effectiveness of state-funded efforts to combat addiction and to identify areas that need more attention. Amador said admissions to state-certified treatment programs are on the rise.
In Fulton County, 157 admissions in 2015, up to 187 in just the first 9 months of 2016. In Montgomery County, we saw admissions of 255 admissions in 2015. Now it's up to 271 in just the first 9 months in 2016.
Fulton and Montgomery County also have a higher rate of drug-addicted newborns than much of the state. When it comes to bringing help to those addicted, Carol Grieco, Director of Addiction Services at St. Mary's Hospital in Amsterdam, said the state must make sure funding is available and programs are sustainable. She is worried about how a repeal of the Affordable Care Act in Washington would impact those seeking help locally.
So where are they going to get their other needs met if it's not at St. Mary's, where we're willing to provide some free and subsidized care? We can enroll them in Medicaid or in insurance off the exchange, but what if the exchange is no longer available to people and they're not eligible for Medicaid?
Other attention was placed on the need for more funding for prevention programs to educate children as young as kindergarten up through college about the dangers of opioid drugs and other substances. From a law enforcement perspective, Gloversville Police Chief Mark Porter said the heroin problem has led to used needles being found everywhere from front yards to football fields. Senator Jim Tedisco asked Porter if increasing a penalty for littering used needles would be beneficial.
Should there be a penalty for that? Or enhanced penalty?
Yeah, I haven't thought of it in that regard as far as littering and increasing that penalty, but it seems to make sense.
The influx of synthetic fentanyl has led to increased overdoses and deaths across the region. Robert Kent, General Counsel for the State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services, asked the lawmakers to place fentanyl on the list of Schedule I substances in New York. A bill to do so has previously cleared the Senate but has not passed the Assembly. Senator Fred Akshar asked the audience to take up the charge.
Call your Assembly person and tell them to take up the bills to put fentanyl in the schedule. Because if we don't, and we don't give law enforcement the things they need to enforce this particular issue, we're going to continue to lose people.
Reporting from Johnstown for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.